I am a Broncos fan.
I'm a Broncos fan.
I am a Broncos fan.
I'm a Broncos fan.
Fanfare is back. They'll be there. Will you? The 4th Annual Denver Broncos Fan Fair, June 3rd and 4th at Invesco Field at Mile High. 2 days of autographs, pictures, games, and more with all the Broncos players, coaches, and cheerleaders right in the heart of Broncos country. Get your tickets today through Ticketmaster or the Invesco Field box office.
In the last year, your deal, now this year, they've committed to you. Does that change anything for you?
Shows how much Coach Shanahan appreciates and respects the things that I do on the football field. And just to know that the expectation level was expected not to decrease from last year. You know what I mean? They've invested a lot more into me this season than they did last year.
Do you feel that? Do you feel like they've said, okay, we need you to go?
I just feel like I got to come out and fulfill my obligation and do my job to the best of my ability.
Asked Dal earlier, I asked you, do you think you guys got to the quarterback enough last year?
I don't think we got there enough last year, but you know, teams pretty much mixed it up on us and threw the ball a lot once we started shutting down the run. So we kind of played some different schemes, but this year I think we're going to open it up and cut the guys loose up front.
Including you?
Entire defense.
Mm-hmm. Were you happy they brought Kennard in?
Oh yeah, I mean, anytime you see some guys you know you played with, the chemistry's kind of already established there, and to see a guy like Kennard come in with along with the other four guys that came along from Cleveland. I mean, it's just an added extra.
What kind of player will he be for this team? I mean,
inspirational by the way he plays on the field, but also he's got some years in the league, so he can be a veteran leader in the locker room as well.
You think you've got most everybody coming back on the defense, what can you do in that kind of situation?
Just look for the areas that we were slacking on last year and improve. I mean, just come out to be number one in every category and try to be a dominant defense that can just go out and stop offenses.
What do you think some of those areas were?
Well, you know, getting pressure on the quarterback and our pass defense, those areas we put a lot of emphasis on going into these team camps now, and that's something that we're working on, looking to improve at.
About your game, where do you think you're at now at this stage of your career?
This stage, either you got it or you don't have it. I think I pretty much got it.
No more to get?
I mean, it's always more to get, but I got enough right now, you know, to where I can be a dominant player.
Would you have been unhappy to go anywhere else?
I think so. After the way this thing played out last season, it was a perfect fit. Anywhere else might not have been as successful.
You think Courtney felt that way, too?
I mean, oh, yeah, man. Him to get his first complete NFL season in was a big thing to him. I mean, the game he was asked to sit down, actually, he could have played, but they just wanted to rest him up going into the playoffs.
Is it still odd for you guys to have four? I mean, now Amon, I mean, it's just Kennard.
Not really odd. I mean, it's kind of feeling like home now back up at old Cleveland. Just as long as the records don't start taking a turn the way it did in Cleveland, we'll be all right.
Browns than Broncos in the meeting room, isn't
it? Pretty much so in the defensive meeting room, defensive line anyway.
Have you gotten a good look at Elvis, the rookie yet? What are your impressions?
He's got the potential to be a great pass rusher in the NFL. I mean, just to see the techniques and some of the fundamental things that he's worked on, you can tell he was a polished player and they made a great decision with drafting him.
When do you see him making an impact? When do you think the potential's there?
Whenever it's, you know, impressive enough for the coaches to say, hey, Elvis is in. But, I mean, if he keeps going the way he's been working, it won't be long before he's on the field.
Has anything changed for you guys without Trevor?
Nah, a little bit, but not much. It's, you know, this defense is pretty much a system that Coach Coya and Coach Shanahan have implemented, and you just got to get the right guys to fit in and fill that role. But it's definitely going to be a void in the locker room with a guy like Trevor missing.
Who's the swing guy? I mean, he played inside and out.
Who do you think? We got four or five swing guys now, so who knows? Different kind of lineups on the field with different situations.
Think you play a little more variety without Trevor?
I think we will have a little more variety, but, you know, Trevor was a complete and complex player. He could play inside and outside. So, I mean, his presence not being here will be heavily felt on the defense, but we must move on.
You think people have their eye on you after you sign the big contract?
They probably will. I mean, I've been through this before, but you know, all I could tell him is that all I could do is go out and continue to do my best and keep my coaches satisfied and happy and win games.
You guys good?
All right.